This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It's Friday, July 31st, 2015. July is nearly finished. The year is running through very quickly, and the tyranny is accelerating. It's just amazing to see the news day after day. Besides this Planned Parenthood issue, just the political news that is coming up, the bombshell that the CDC is destroying vaccine documents. This is a Congressman Bill Posey on Tuesday. Made his last stand on the House of the floor. He was given 5 minutes to speak, and he talked about how the co-authors of this vaccine study that they tried to cover up, that the whistleblower Thompson pointed out, said they all got together in a room, decided what they were going to get rid of. They had a big garbage can there and just start trashing through the stuff because, you know, you can't be allowed to see what actually happened in these studies. It's not just the vaccines. It's also ClimateGate, where we weren't allowed to see the emails or paid for by the public, paid for university professors who were doing research. That research conclusions had been published. There wasn't anything proprietary about it at the time. It's being used for public policy. But, of course, we were not allowed to see the raw data. It's pretty easy to put any kind of conclusion you want to in something when no one is allowed to look at your raw data. That's the way the game is rigged. Of course, we see that with these treaties that are being done, but there's also a lot of other secrets that are going to be coming out. We've got a story we're going to talk about a little bit. The man behind the white safaris who feasts on baby elephants. The Lion King, I guess we could call him, or the Lion King, Robert Mugabe. A lot of similarities between Mugabe and Obama. And we're going to talk about that because now the Obama administration is looking to use the Lacey Act to send this dentist back to Robert Mugabe. What's up behind that? Do you know about Zimbabwe? Do you know about their economy? Do you know about their dictator for life that they've had? Do you know how this is a place very similar to North Korea? We've seen the Lacey Act used before in the Gibson guitar raids. Do you remember how that turned out? They did in January of 2014. They did a government issue of a Les Paul guitar just to celebrate their victory over the government. But now it's back. The Lacey Act, where if you don't break American laws, but perhaps break a foreign law, they can get at you that way, particularly if there's something to be gained politically about it. We've talked about, we talked about it on Tuesday, how they were ignoring everything that was happening at Planned Parenthood, certainly in the Obama administration, but also within the media, and then focusing on Cecil the Lion. So we're going to go into that in a great deal of detail. We also have some updates to the Planned Parenthood situation. Several articles. We had the article yesterday, the original one from Mikhail Thalen, talking to the hackers. They said, hey, look, this is a false flag. This second attack on their website has been done to get donors to support them. We're going to talk about additional evidence that has come to light in that. We're going to talk about other health news, not just the vaccine cover-up and the CDC, but now Rhode Island is mandating HPV vaccines for seventh graders. Sounds kind of like Rick Perry. I wonder if their governor has connections to Merck, like Rick Perry did indirectly at the time. We've also got an article on from the Drudge Report. It looks like radiation can cause cancer after all. But don't worry about that, because now we've got robot magnets that can eat brain tumors. It's not a tumor. Remember Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah, they're going to solve all these technological problems for us. At the same time, they're coming up with massive laser weapons. It was only a week ago that we were talking about the Pentagon's vision of warfare in 2050. But, of course, this week we've already seen that much of that technology is already here. They're not going to talk about stuff that they haven't nearly perfected. They're just on the cusp of putting it into mass production. Japan has demonstrated what some, and like the Daily Mail, are calling the Death Star weapon, a directed energy weapon. kind of stuff you see in science fiction. But, of course, it's also force fields. It's super augmented cyborg humans and autonomous killing robots. Stay with us. We've got...
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go to...
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, July 31st, 2015. Alex Jones is in Europe, he's in Spain, and we have a special report. You can see the article up on InfoWars.com. 1984 comes to Europe. The end of freedom of speech in Spain. Even jokes about royals are illegal. I guess so are the Monty Python jokes about the Spanish Inquisition, because that's essentially what we have here. I guess Alex didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition. No, actually, they knew it. I guess it's still annoying when people come up and demand that you cannot photograph public buildings, cathedrals, take away your film, erase it. This is what they do at federal buildings already in the United States, of course. They do that kind of, they say, well, you can't take a picture of the Federal Reserve, you can't take a picture of this particular building, even though anyone can go to the internet and they can look at Google Maps and see that building. Taking a picture on a street corner does not present a security risk to anybody. And let's understand that all of this stuff about national security, homeland security, it's just a way of taking your freedom, right? Let's just call it Homeland Taking Away Your Freedom Department, or the Transportation Taking Away Your Freedom Administration. whenever you see the word security from our government, just understand that it's all about taking away your freedom, enslaving you. You're not going to get any security from it. As I've said many times, a maximum security area is called a prison. And that's what they're building here in America. They're building it all over the world. That's what we talk about, prison planet. Let's go to that report. 1984 comes to Europe. Orwell's nightmare scenario come true.
Ladies and gentlemen, we filed a series of reports for the radio and TV shows at InfoWars.com. Alex Jones here reporting live from Barcelona, Spain, beautiful historic city on the Mediterranean Sea. But I was just pinching myself like it was a dream. The fact that it's in mainstream newspapers, what they call a bizarre series of laws that have been rammed through the Spanish government and regulations banning any form of criticism of government, period. Government services, you name it. And it's also extending on to corporations. And again, even the newspapers in the UK and in Germany say this is just bizarre. I mean, it's so over the top, it's beyond 1984 for the types of offenses that people got arrested for in that fictional world that George Orwell came up with. And then it just hit me. The reason all of this is happening is Spain has submitted to the globalists and the bankers, because Juan Carlos is right at the top of the pyramid and is being sucked dry right now. And they're using that money to consolidate the takeover of U.S. roads, U.S. water districts. It's Juan Carlos and companies like Centra that are at the heart of these no-bid contracts taking over U.S. infrastructure. So just as the Spanish are conquered, then their money is used to come in and conquer the infrastructure of the United States. We're all under attack by this. And it's the corporate welfare, the banker bailouts, the state-backed companies like Centra and others that are able to do this, turning our roads into toll roads, doubling and tripling our water prices. This is the scientific tyranny. But the real reason they're putting in draconian anti-freedom of speech laws and other things here in Spain that even mainstream media publications call 1984 and over the top and bizarre is because they're getting ready to really drop the hammer and have a worldwide financial collapse. And I believe Spain, that's why we're here, is the next domino. The tyrants love to have the facade of freedom. And when they start removing the veneer of liberty, when they start taking that away, you know big stuff's about to happen. Look at what's happening this week in China. Look at what's happening in Greece. Look what's happening all over the world. And it lets you know this is a very, very serious time to be alive. So there's nothing like eyes and ears on the ground to really confirm what we've been seeing in the press and what we've been getting from our guests and experts is that the globalists see humans basically like another species, a worthless group. They've got their computers, their robots, their automation. And this implosion of the economy is about bringing us to our knees and domesticating us and conditioning us to submit. More reports to follow at InfoWars.com. Humans have the power. And so if you take action, if you get involved, if you inform others, there's no way that the technocrats will be able to get away with this. So it just hit me that this is about the collapse being imminent, not just of Spain, but the entire continent of Europe. And then out of that crisis, the true world government will be formed. All right, Alex Jones signing off. More reports coming at InfoWars.com.
Again, we're going to have some more reports from Alex Jones later in the broadcast. Now, earlier this week, we talked about, and I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, we talked about how people were very upset about Cecil the Lion. We had Jimmy Kimmel crying about it. All the news media was talking about Cecil the Lion. Everywhere you went, there were slideshows. But nobody was talking about the latest revelation of the Planned Parenthood video. They weren't talking about the previous ones either. That was all being pushed into the background. And so I asked the question, we talked about the different parallels with it, the idea that this was a gray legal area, that there was luring going on to get this lion off of the preservation area into an area where he could be killed. He was killed in a way where he died under a great deal of pain over a very long period of time. Trophies were taken where they cut his head off as a trophy. And we said, interesting, isn't it? The parallels that could be drawn to the Planned Parenthood situation, where they go into these gray areas. They lure women into the clinics under the promise of health care or family planning and then push abortions on them, as Abby Johnson testified this week. Then they put them through a procedure where there's a lot of pain. They chop up their body parts and sell them off, not as trophies, but in order to buy their trophy cars, their trophy homes. That's the parallel that we should be talking about. Of course, there's other parallels. USA Today, Kit Daniels also ran an article about it, the parallels with ignoring the murder of black people, as if it's a license to kill if you have a badge in this country. It's open season. There isn't any preservation park for black people in the cities, or for the rest of us, for that matter. We're following along all of society. This isn't just about black people. Everybody is getting shot more frequently because that's the way they are engaging the public now. So when we look at this, there's even one more thing that has come up, of course, and that is now the calls for punishment of this dentist to extradite him to Zimbabwe. And of course, the Obama administration has had a petition on the White House saying, yes, we want him extradited and punished in Zimbabwe for this because he didn't break any American laws. He broke Zimbabwe laws, they say. Well, I don't know. Do they have any laws in Zimbabwe? This is a place very much like North Korea. Robert Mugabe, dictator for life. He's 91 years old. He became dictator back in 1980. 35 years he's been there. And if you want to know what kind of banana republic Obama is trying to create in America, take a look at Robert Mugabe's Zimbabwe. It's absolutely amazing. Per capita income of $935. Okay, that's about $75 a month, $19 a week. Okay? Now, in that environment, this dentist and others have paid $55,000 to do a trophy hunt. Now, you may not like trophy hunt. We've had a lot of people say, well, trophy hunting, that's awful. Well, okay, fine. But if it was not a corrupt government, that trophy hunting could be used, as it has been used in other places, to preserve animals, to allow a controlled kill of some animals so the other animals can be preserved. So it's not entirely bad. But when you run it like Zimbabwe is running it, then that $55,000 just probably went into the pocket of their lying king, Mugabe. Look at this article. 5 months ago, he had his 91st birthday. This is from the Washington Post. Zimbabwe's Mugabe condemns white safaris while he eats baby elephant at birthday bash. They say, when considering what to get Mugabe for his birthday, one must first understand that Zimbabwe's president is a man who demands the finest. His birthday parties don't cost hundreds of thousands. They cost millions. His parties aren't attended by thousands of people, but by tens of thousands. And they don't eat elephant. They eat baby elephant. Dumbo. This was the predicament in which one local landowner named Tendai Musasa found himself when trying to figure out what he could get Mugabe for his 91st birthday party. What do you get a dictator who has everything and who owns the country and is going to take severe recrimination on you if you don't give him massive amounts of money? So this party, as I point out, costs over $1 million. The first quote from this guy says, well, we regard him as our father, says Musasa. Yeah, just like they love the North Korean leaders and they cry rivers of tears when they die. And if they don't, they get carried off to the camps. He says, for such a courageous man who years ago instituted violence and contentious land redistribution policies, Musasa would bring out the big guns. He would kill a baby elephant. He said, well, it's no big deal. The elephant was no good anyhow. But this elephant was not enough, just the baby elephant. They say Musasa also submitted for mass consumption 2 buffaloes, 2 sables, 5 impalas. There was also a lion that was shot and mounted. Oh, a trophy lion for Mugabe, the guy who's now demanding, along with Obama, that this dentist be sent back, and who knows what they're going to do to him, because he went trophy hunting, because he paid the government of Zimbabwe $55,000 to do that. That's, as I said, a legitimate thing to do if you've got a legitimate government. But they also gave him a lion that was shot and mounted. This is for Mugabe's birthday party. They also gave him a crocodile that was shot and mounted. Masasa said those are not for eating. I personally identified the old lion, the huge one. If you've studied, he says, the dynamics of the lion kingdom, these lions are soon ousted by the pride. They start to prey on farmers' livestock. They start to be a danger to human lives. Yeah. Boys and girls, lions kill and eat people and baby elephants. They killed and mounted one, and now they're calling
for his extradition.
It's
time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3000. 3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, don't let anybody tell you that Christmas doesn't come twice a year, because now it does, at Guns80.com. All right, here's the deal. They're going to make it happen twice this year just for you. It truly is Christmas in July. That's right, Christmas in July at Guns80.com. A brand new special, a really awesome special every day till the end of the month, through this weekend at least. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-839-5936. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-839-5936. That's 800-839-5936.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday, July 31st, 2015. I'm going back to what is going on with the fight to export, or to extradite, I should say, the dentist. Of course, we're not going to extradite or send or deport any illegal aliens, no matter the fact that they're killing people in this country. Can't be bothered with that. But we can extradite this dentist to Zimbabwe, where he paid that corrupt government $55,000 to do a trophy hunt. And we're going to talk about Zimbabwe, kind of give you some context for what the Obama administration is doing, because there's another context to this as well. There's also the raid on Gibson guitar from 4 years ago, because they're using that same law, the Lacey Act, to come after this dentist. Before we do, as I mentioned, this is the end of July. We've had free shipping at InfoWarsLife.com. Today is the last day for free shipping in July, and we have a special. Buy two Silver Bullet, get two free. It's 50% off. Normally, we sell out a Silver Bullet during the winter months, so right now is a perfect time to stock up on your 30 parts per million colloidal silver. You can get it at InfoWarsLife.com, as well as everything on the site with free shipping today. Again, free shipping for July ends today. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, getting back to what I was talking about with this export of the extradition, I keep calling it the export, the extradition of this dentist to Zimbabwe. This is based on started out with a petition on the White House site. Of course, the Obama administration doesn't pay too much attention to petitions. We had a petition to get rid of Piers Morgan. They didn't do anything about that. But let's go back to this birthday party for Robert Mugabe. This is the one where he condemned white safaris while he's eating baby elephant at a birthday bash. And this just happened 5 months ago. This is something that is very recent. And as I mentioned, not only were they killing baby elephants for food, they were also eating buffaloes, sables, five impalas. This is just from one fellow who was a landowner that needed to suck up to the dictator. He also shot and mounted a lion, because we had a lot of people say, well, you know, I understand hunting, but only if it's for food. I don't understand trophy hunting. Well, they did trophy hunting for Mugabe as well. And as I pointed out, trophy hunting can be used as a means of preservation if you don't have a corrupt banana republic thug dictator like Robert Mugabe. This is a guy, let me give you an idea, because this is really where all of this white privilege, this Marxist education system that we've got with people like Bill Ayers and others that are allied with Obama. This is where all this white privilege narrative, the hatred, the racism towards one group, this is where it leads. You want to know where it leads? Take a look at what happened in Zimbabwe. And of course, there was a lot there for people to be angry about. They'd suffered under white colonial rule from Cecil Rhodes for a very long time. It was called Rhodesia before they overthrew it. But they jumped out of the frying pan and into the fire. This guy says, there's a couple of quotes from Robert Mugabe. The only white man you can trust is a dead white man. Our party must continue to strike fear in the heart of the white man, our real enemy. Now, the only difference in what Robert Mugabe says and what you'll hear at a university, if you're foolish enough to pay the tuition to go to one today, the only thing you'll hear is our party must continue to strike fear about white privilege. White privilege is our real enemy, but eventually that's going to be focused on the white man. And so Robert Mugabe is very upset about these white safaris. He said over a feast of exotic animals, he took to the pulpit, they say, this is a Washington Post article 5 months ago, to excoriate safaris. He says Zimbabwe has a lot of safaris, but very few of them are African. Most of them are white owned. In our region, we have the most safaris and animals. Now, why wouldn't they have black people in Zimbabwe taking trophy hunts? Well, because they make $900 a year. $900 a year. The dentist paid $55,000 because he doesn't live in a Marxist dictatorship. He lived in America. But, of course, we're going to go down that direction. But let's look at what happened with the Gibson raid. And of course, we reported on this August of 2011, headlines on InfoWars at the time were Feds Raid Gibson Guitar Factory Over Protected Wood. Another one, CEO of Gibson Guitars, main competitor is a huge Democrat donor. This is the Lacey Act. This is what they want to use against this dentist. Now, to sum it up, and this was an article that was done in January of 2014 by Front Page Magazine, because Gibson at that time was commemorating Obama's raid with a government series of guitars patterned on Les Paul, but using the wood that they got back. And I want to go over that as well as some more information about this Cecil the Lion thing and the hypocrisy from yet another angle that we see from the Obama administration right when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
We see the earth.
We've got it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to take your calls in the third hour. We've also got reports coming up from Alex Jones. I was talking just before the break about the leader of Zimbabwe complaining about white safaris when he is feasting on baby elephant at his 91st birthday a couple of months ago. And also talking about why he's disturbed that there's just so many people coming to his country, ripping them off with safaris when he's getting $55,000 per safari. And understand, that's not going for animal preservation as it should. That's probably going into this corrupt kleptocrat's pockets. That's the way this has worked. He has parties that cost millions of dollars, has tens of thousands of people there. They feast on these exotic animals. And he has his own trophy lion as well as a trophy crocodile. And that was just from one guy who gave him gifts. Now, of course, in America, we've got IRS political scandals where they're targeting people politically. They are committing perjury, they're committing cover-up. Will the Obama administration investigate that? Of course not. They're not going to investigate Benghazi. They're not going to investigate Clinton. They're not going to investigate the VA or Fast and Furious. They're not going to look at the price fixing and the money laundering of the big banks. No, they just give them a slap on the wrist, a very small fine. They're not going to even look at the jihadi shooter who was going around targeting military recruitment statements. No, no, no. It was, I don't know, it was maybe it was he was on alcohol or pot or something like that. That was the excuse. Had absolutely nothing to do with terrorism. That couldn't have possibly been his motivation. They're not going to look at the shooter. Won't even talk about this shooter in San Francisco that resonated with so many people when Donald Trump started talking about it. No, can't talk about that. Can't talk about the fact that we don't deport violent criminals who come into our country violating our laws, crossing the borders. No, it's a catch-and-release program for our violent criminals here. But if we have a dentist that we can make a big deal out of, get some political capital from by having a petition on the White House site and then saying we're going to export him under the Lacey Act to this dictator in Zimbabwe, they're all for that. Yeah, they're all for that. They'll talk all about Cecil the Lion, not about the black people that are getting shot in America, not about the children that are getting ground up for trophy cars. Now, where are they going to send him? Well, Zimbabwe, this place is high on the list of Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch for places that violate rights, violate the rights to shelter, to food, to freedom of movement, residence, freedom of assembly, the protection of the law. There's been alleged assaults on the media, political opposition, civil activists, and human rights defenders. Yeah, you're going to get the iron fist of Robert Mugabe. Look at their economics, very much like what Obama is creating in America, a place with high taxes and tariffs for private enterprises, and government spending is about 67% of GDP, and that was back in 2007. Sounds like America, doesn't it? Where all the small businesses are closing up. And if you want a job, you got to go to work for the Obama administration. The Zimbabwe Conservation Task Force released a report in June 2007 estimating that 60% of Zimbabwe's wildlife had died since 2000 due to poaching and deforestation. They say that lines of credit at all the international financial institutions have been frozen because guess what? This is the place that has the legendary hyperinflation that everybody talks about. Inflation rose at an annual rate of 32% in 1998 from 32%, which is pretty horrible, to an official estimated high of 11,200,000% in August of 2008. 11,000,000% inflation in Mugabe's Zimbabwe, where we want to send this dentist back to be punished by this authoritarian regime. It got so bad that they created a $100 billion note. I don't imagine Mugabe wanted his face on that particular one. Maybe he did. I don't know. The guy's got no limit to his ego. And then they officially suspended use of the Zimbabwean dollar in April of 2009. Now, what's going on with their economy? It's basically nothing but tourism, nothing but safaris. But he complains because it's white people coming there. And as I pointed out, Mugabe doesn't like white people. He says the only white man you can trust is a dead white man. Our party must continue to strike fear in the heart of the white man, our real enemy. But they want the tourist dollars. But people are starting to figure it out. Tourism fell 75% back in 2000. It's still going down. It's less than 20% of the hotel rooms had been occupied at that time. And, of course, there was a massive purge of white people when he got in there, so he doesn't really have anybody to blame. Except for the white people that are abroad. He's still blaming white people after he's been dictator for 35 years. Understand, in 2005, the government started making overtures, said, well, we'll let some white farmers come back. They had at that time 400 or 500 still left in the country. You know, it's kind of like the number of Jews in Poland after World War II. They even let some of the farmers get some leases, but they said, yeah, these other guys, we're going to take their stuff, the ones that are still here. Anybody foolish enough to go in there and get back into that thing ought to have their head examined. It was just 2 days ago that Mugabe threatened to expel U.S. and British diplomats, but we're going to extradite this dentist to Zimbabwe. They say he has threatened to expel ambassadors from the U.S. and Britain, accusing them of the problems in his country. He says, British and American ambassadors, what kind of people are they? They are no good for us. Behave, and you will be at peace with us. Misbehave, we will kick your bottom. That's the quote. That's a quote from the source I have. I'm sorry, I can't see the title of the thing here on my printout. Now, He also said a couple of days ago that he will not allow any goats in Harare, the city center. He says this is not West Africa. He says the government will not tolerate the sort of chaos that he has witnessed in other countries. In other words, he doesn't want to see the starving people. As I pointed out before, they're making $900 a year per capita. That's less than $20 a month. These people are starving. So what are they doing? This is reported from New Zimbabwe. Of course, they have to be careful about what they say in Zimbabwe, but they say thousands of people have besieged city centers across the country, selling all manner of bric-a-brac in a bid to survive an economic crisis that has seen industries collapse and unemployment reach over 85%. But he wants you to go somewhere else and starve so he doesn't see you in the streets with your goats or your bric-a-brac. Very much like the elites that we have here who come around before the presidential conventions and lock up all the homeless people on the streets because they don't want to see the starving people, except it's far worse there. 85% unemployment. This is the place that had over 11% hyperinflation until they just got rid of their currency, could not save it. So what's the justification for sending this dentist back to a place where he paid this dictator $55,000 for a trophy hunt? And now he's going to be punished by this dictator, by the Obama administration. Because, you know, white privilege and that sort of thing. Great white privileged hunter. Well, the justification for this, again, is the Lacey Act. And as I was just starting to point out before we went to the break, in January of 2014, Gibson celebrated their victory after 3 years of fighting with the government because they were singled out. And here's the case. They were singled out because not their competitor was not, they didn't come after their competitors because of the wood. They didn't come after furniture companies that use this kind of wood, but only Gibson because their competitor was a big Democrat donor. This happened in August of 2011. Armed FBI agents with SWAT gear. SWAT gear came after a guitar company, came after Gibson Guitar, executing a search warrant for the seizure of wood at their facilities. The premise of the raid was an obscure 100-year-old law that they're now going to use against this dentist, the Lacey Act. On the basis of this act, the feds stormed the facilities, claiming that Gibson had broken foreign and not American laws. Notably, one of the biggest competitors, C.F. Martin Company, reportedly uses the same type of wood seized from Gibson's, but they didn't have any interference from the federal government. Why not? Because they pay their protection money. We are turning into a banana republic just like Zimbabwe under Mugabe. That's what this is about. They say, furthermore, no other companies known to use wood in question, such as furniture manufacturers, reported a similar prosecution from the federal government. But in 2014, they had won their victory somewhere in the United States government, and I don't know where. They got justice. They say they announced the government series of guitars to rub it in on the Obama administration. And this I'm reading from frontpagemag.com. It's a series of guitars purportedly made with the very same wood seized by the U.S. government, which was later returned at the end of the fiasco. And the slogan was, fight the powers that be with the powerful Les Paul guitar. Well, good for them. We're going to beat this tyranny of Obama, this corruption of the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. They play the same games. They haven't been as out in the open about the corruption, but you wait until the subsequent administrations because it is a ratcheting process. Even though they've done it under the table quietly, and of course Nixon was impeached for doing to a few people what Nixon has done with the cooperation and the concealment and the cover-up of the entire IRS service. We're learning that they have their own parallel text messaging system because they didn't want to get caught by the emails. And then, of course, when they get subpoenaed by the Congress, they destroy the emails and say, oh, there's no backups of those. The truth is gradually coming out, but we know what they are. We're just trying to get the details. We know how corrupt the system is, and we know that this bureaucracy persists from administration to administration. What we see happening with the Obama administration is most likely going to continue to happen with a Republican administration. This needs to be cut off at the local and state level. We are not going to be able to send a messiah to Washington, even if that messiah is Mr. Smith going to Washington. We're not going to be able to stop this, I don't think, because it is a massive, permanently entrenched bureaucracy. Now, I've got another report here from Alex Jones that I want to replay that is about, of course, he's in Spain. And this is one where they caught on camera a man levitating in Spain. It's a great analogy about the deception that's going on, not only in Spain, but also in America. Here's that report from Alex Jones.
We're here in Barcelona, and there's a lot of magic tricks going on. In fact, the big central banks are issuing, in some cases, hundreds of times the debt that there's actually money to pay it back for. And they do the magic trick of having the controlled media convince the public that indeed most of that is owed by them. Like when banks sell a house 50 times or 60 times or 70 times or 100 times and they have the public bail them out with too big to fail, that magic trick is something the public buys because the media is run by six people. In fact, if you believe the six central banks aren't the biggest corporate welfare people out there, you believe this guy's actually floating in the air. And Rob Duke, come over here. We can show folks that it's simply an amazing illusion. I personally cannot see how he's able to do that. It's amazing. Until you realize that there is a metal bar going up under his arm right there that's holding him up. But you need to know that it is still extremely exhausted. But because I know there's a metal bar coming up through there and back through his arm holding him up, I'm a conspiracy theorist. A mainstream media person would just say, this is real, this is really happening. So, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. I want to say right now, this guy has defied gravity, or he's such an acrobat he's able to hold himself up with one arm. I believe the mainstream media. I believe fluoride is good for you. I believe vaccines are good for you. I believe Spain is now a free country. I believe the EU loves you. I believe getting rid of all national sovereignty to the mega banks is the answer. I believe derivatives and counterfeiting New World Order systems are the way to go. And I believe that the New World Order cares about us. So again, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely amazing. Look at this illusion. It is really hard to believe. And, of course, you can see way off in the distance the real world built by civilization, built by humans, brick by brick, and our desires and our passions. That was real. But the globalists have conquered it through fractional reserve banking, derivative counterfeiting fraud. Again, this is just another report from the road on this live worldwide transmission. We are going to now throw the broadcast back to the folks there at the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. But all of this civilization isn't real. Freedom and liberty isn't real. The fraud of the central bankers conquering everyone is real. Like, let's go back over here again. 1776 isn't real. The Bill of Rights isn't real. Due process isn't real. Freedom isn't real. This is real. Obama is real. Your free Obamacare is real. Turning in your guns and having less crime is real. This is what's real, ladies and gentlemen. Simply give in to the illusion. Simply give in to the New World Order. Don't get upset about it. Don't drink three or four espressos like I've done. Just go with it, okay? All right. We're going to go back to the live transmission. If you're watching, go to InfoWars.com/show to find the free video feeds. Because if you're listening and hearing me talk about an illusionist, there's a fellow in a black and gold suit, if you're a radio listener, who appears to be levitating about 3 feet off the ground. But in truth, because I'm a conspiracy theorist and I'm into how things work, I realize the Federal Reserve is not public, it's private. And I realize there's a bar, a metal plate on the ground holding him up, hooked to a bar up under his arm, so it appears he's floating off the ground. All right, with that said, I'm now going to give him a donation, and we are going to end this transmission. But more reports are coming. InfoWars.com. If you're watching, you are the resistance.
A very convincing illusion. Far more convincing than most of the ones that they try to sell us, as Alex pointed out. And we have an article that we saw on the Drudge Report today from The Independent in the UK. What turns someone into a conspiracy theorist? Well, a study to look at why some are more receptive to such theories. Now, this is a new study that will look at why some people are more susceptible to extremist views. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. And he hasn't done his study yet, but he's already got his conclusions. You understand that? He's going to do a study about conspiracy theorists, but he's already got a conspiracy theory about conspiracy theorists before he starts because he hasn't done any investigation. Maybe somebody should explain to this grant-seeking whore that these are conspiracy facts. These are people who are skeptical of the illusions that were being sold. We're skeptical of the pat explanations that we see, but we're also skeptical when we see things that we know aren't going to happen. Why did Alex look at that, no matter how convincing that was, that man there that was floating in the air, if you're watching this on radio, his feet are off the ground, his hand is on a stick, on a cane, he's dressed in a top hat and that sort of thing, but he's floating in the air, apparently. Well, we know that that's not possible because of gravity, right? That's where we start. We start with some facts that we can rely on, and we test what we're being told by the government, by the media, against those baseline facts. And when we do, and we contradict, or we're skeptical of what the government's official story is, we're dismissed as conspiracy theorists. And yet this guy who is doing the article, there's a whole article about what he knows about people who believe conspiracy theories already. So why does he need the government grant to do this? They say that he is about to launch a new study that will look at, this is all in the future. He hasn't done the study yet, but he's got his mind made up. That's the way the media works. That's the way they come after the public. So here's some of his conclusions. He says, well, conspiracy theorists aren't mad. And by that, he's writing from the UK, so he's saying they're not insane. I'm mad. He says, they just have certain intellectual character traits. Yeah, we have an intelligence. We're skeptical about things. You're going to knock down three buildings with two planes? Go back and look at the history. Have you ever seen any skyscraper that burned, even for days, with steel structures like that, that just fell down? Let alone collapsed after a couple of hours in its own footprint. And three of them. One of them wasn't even hit by a plane.
All right, maybe don't let anybody tell you that Christmas doesn't come twice a year, because now it does. At Guns80.com. All right, here's the deal. They're going to make it happen twice this year just for you. It truly is Christmas in July. That's right, Christmas in July at Guns80.com. A brand new special, a really awesome special every day till the end of the month, through this weekend at least. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back. back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, July 31st, 2015. Yes, it is the last day of July. And before we get back to the news, I'll remind you that it is the last day of free shipping for July. We have free shipping on everything at InfoWarsLife.com. Right now we have Survival Shield X2 in stock. It comes and goes just like we have all of our products going out of stock, and so many of these, we just had Knockout go out of stock. I was notified. That was one that we had just introduced recently. That is now out of stock, along with Deep Cleanse. Survival Shield, however, is in stock. We have over 400 reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Over 99% of respondents would recommend it to a friend or family. This is our super quality Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Here's one of those reviews. Java Hacker from LA, California says it works exactly as described. It made my skin slightly darker, tanner. It improved memory, improved clarity, makes me feel sharper, no side effects, tastes good, sweet, lessened my migraine headaches, lessened my eye pain, makes me feel stronger. I'm going to try the Silver and the Deep Cleanse too. I'm really shocked. Well, Deep Cleanse is out of stock, I believe, but the Silver you can get at buy two, get two for free. So you can get Silver at half price as well. It's a good time to stock up on things like Silver, on things like iodine that don't go bad, things that do go out of stock, things that you need to have to protect against things in case we have a grid down scenario. You want to have vital nutrients and things that you can use as medicine, as disinfectants. You want to have those sorts of things available already because it will be too late to prepare at that point in time. Now, going back to what we were talking about just before the break, of course, Alex Jones had that great video showing the man that apparently was suspended in space where gravity was not working. He was holding a cane. He looked like he was floating in midair. A very effective illusion. But we know it's an illusion because we know about the facts of gravity. We know what our government is telling us in many cases is a bold-faced lie as well. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the CDC has destroyed vaccine documents, and this has been revealed by a congressman. This is an article up on InfoWars.com. Yes, it's that CDC whistleblower case back again. They say co-authors scheduled a meeting to destroy documents related to the MMR vaccine study. The remaining four co-authors all met and brought a big garbage can into the meeting room, reviewed, and went through all the hard copy documents that we had thought we should discard, and we put them in a huge garbage can. That's William Thompson, CDC researcher. And earlier this week, U.S. Congressman Bill Posey pointed that out on the floor of the House. It's not just that, of course. We have the Rhode Island mandates, HPV vaccine for seventh graders starting this fall. All seventh graders in Rhode Island will now have to get an HPV vaccine. And you notice it doesn't say all girls will have to get it. All will have to get it. All will have to get it. They do still have a medical or religious exemption, but wait for it. They're going to come after that as well. Now, that's going to be, if they harm anybody there with those vaccines, of course, the vaccine companies have been protected by the government with legal immunity. That's the way this is working. We see this pattern happening across the country. We see the White House talking about conspiracy theories. The White House has its own conspiracy theory. Here's their conspiracy theory. You know those videos, those sting videos that you saw? Are the people getting the Planned Parenthood directors monologuing like supervillains, talking about how they're going to sell the body parts, how much they make, cutting them up into little pieces, discussing what they can do to make money off of it? That's simply a conspiracy theory, according to the White House. Don't believe your eyes. They're absolutely fake. What's fake is the facade from the White House. We also see at InfoWars.com, Planned Parenthood president made 39 visits to Obama's White House since 2009. That's why he's lying to you. That's why he's trying to get you to believe that this is a hoax. He's got his own little conspiracy theory, but you can see the evidence for yourself. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain.
Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.